Hare Krishna. So this is definitely a wonderful section of the Gita. For me, it is inconceivable how people can read this part of the Gita and still come to the conclusion that bhakti is not the sole and main theme of the Gita. Krishna has spent such time and effort discussing a range of different processes, different methods by which one can make advancement, by meditating on the impersonal, by performing dhyana yoga, by following different types of yogic processes with different details and different degrees of meditation and focus on the Lord. And here, in all the concluding verses of this section, he emphasizes that the devotee who dedicates their life to me, who surrenders everything to me, who constantly bows down before me, who worships me with great faith and determination, such a person is very dear to me. How can someone come to a different conclusion? Here is the Supreme Lord himself giving a very clear statement regarding his desires and his wishes. As bhakti and in bhakti there is the bhakta and there is the object of that devotion, Krishna. And both are described extensively in this section. For the bhakta to engage in bhakti to Bhagavan, one needs to know what exactly it is that pleases the Lord. And without that knowledge, we simply guess. We are whimsical. We manufacture our own faith. And therefore this tendency to manufacture is actually explained a little later in detail, in one of the later chapters, where Krishna explains divisions of faith. This chapter is a philosophically profound chapter also. Krishna does not shy away in this chapter from describing his own glories, his own greatness. The time for shyness is over. Krishna needs to clearly state who he is. Arjun needs to clearly understand who he is. And Arjun, after seeing that tremendous darshan, that tremendous universal form darshan, actually appreciates within this conversation the power and supremacy of Krishna. At that point, he thinks, Krishna, I have treated you like a friend, a companion, a well-wisher. I was frivolous with you. I was over-familiar. But now I know who you are. So simply to establish Krishna's own power, this whole pastime takes place. And Arjuna at the end of it offers him his deepest obeisances and continues to extract from him the essential teachings of bhakti. So this section does describe, as Śrīla Prabhu described, difficult topics such as death, such as birth. It also describes the difference between a non-devotee and a devotee. And these things need to be very clearly stated. This Gita is the handbook for our lives. And without knowing what is correct and what is incorrect, we labor under the misconception that all paths lead to one. So Krishna takes quite some time in this section to clear that doubt. What is the genuine path of spiritual salvation? And what do people do who want to progress in sense gratification? So I'll pause there. We'll take a break.